to We the People. If a child is guilty of committing a horrific adult crime, should he or she still be treated as a child in the eyes of the law? This is the debate on We the People today. Not because the law in India is not clear, it is, but because this law is being challenged in the Supreme Court. This after a spate of recent horrific crimes, in particular the Delhi gang rape, after that the rape in Mumbai Shakti Mills, and most recently the rape of a Danish tourist in the capital again, have raised a big public debate about whether juveniles are being treated with kid gloves. But child rights activists say that the law is in consonance with an international convention that children are children, irrespective of their crime, and the juvenile law is clear. 3 years is the maximum punishment. Among those who've gone to court are, of course, the parents of the young woman who was gang raped in Delhi, creating an inflection point for the gender rights movement in this country. Let me start with two people who have actually challenged this in court. We have Aman Hingorani, he's representing Nirbhaya's parents in court, and we also have Subramaniam Swamy, who's taken this right to the Supreme Court. Aman, the centre has responded, and the centre has said that we do not believe that the juvenile who was implicated in the Delhi gang rape can be tried twice. Where does your fight then go from here?
The juvenile has not been tried even once till now. The board is not a court. There's no trial before the board. There is only an inquiry for the purposes of rehabilitation of that particular juvenile.
Are you saying that you completely don't accept the juvenile board as a forum to try this
case? It's not me.
Case?
The board itself says that we are not a court. If you read the judgment of the board, they say we are not a court. We are not conducting a trial. We are only conducting an inquiry to see whether he has committed this particular offences and how he is to be rehabilitated. Under every juvenile justice system in the world, including India, the premise is a child does not know what he is doing. He doesn't have the ability to take a decision.
Yeah.
Conversely, if a person, regardless of the age, whether it's 14, 16, 18, if that person has the maturity, knows what he's doing, knows the consequences of his action, he can't get immunity.
But the question is, the law in India says otherwise. And unless Parliament actually changes the law.
Here I want to clarify
that
we have under the Indian Penal Code, provision section 83 in particular, which says below 7, child can commit an offence. 7 to 12, the court has to see whether this child had the maturity. If he had the maturity, he will be sent for trial under the Indian Penal Code. Above 12, they anyway have to be treated as adults. Now we have, in 2000, this particular Juvenile Justice Act, which takes away the power of the court to assess the maturity and give a blanket.
So
immunity.
You're saying it should be the discretion of the courts to decide whether to try him under juvenile
law,
or
that's
the
law.
Penal Code.
And the special law, which, if I may just complete one more second,
yeah.
The special law which gives a blanket immunity to everyone under 18 years, that's unconstitutional. You can't take away judicial power.
But Parliament is at the moment standing by this law, Subramaniam Swamy. And while we have seen individual leaders from the BJP, yourself, Sushma Swaraj, and so on, talk about the need to change this law, we can't expect, we're in election season now, there's unlikely to be any change in the law. Now, I'm a little unclear. What are we saying here? Are we saying throughout this law? Or are we saying interpret this law differently?
There were a lot of people after the incident who went to court saying this 18 is wrong. Should be struck down.
Hmm.
Now, there were two problems with that. Even if it had been struck down, it would not apply to this particular case. It would be, by Article 20 of the Constitution, it will be prospective and not retrospective. But Chief Justice Kabir dismissed all those petitions.
Yes.
The only one that survived was mine, because I didn't challenge the 18 ages.
Then what are you challenging?
I challenged the drafting of the Act, saying that the Act, according to the Constitution, Section 253, Article 253, was supposed to accurately reflect the United Nations resolution. And it should have used the words of the United Nations resolution. But it was a truncated It's put a blanket 18. The United Nations resolution, the Convention for the Rights of Child, specifically says 18 unless the crime is heinous. So when it comes to a child stealing a bicycle or a bakery, a pastry in a bakery, he should not be clubbed with the other criminals, you see, and criminalized, brutalized, etc. But if he takes away the life of somebody or the dignity of somebody through rape, then the rights of that victim also are important.
So you're actually saying that the very interpretation of the United Nations Convention to which
wrong.
India is a signatory is wrong.
Wrong.
My essence of the argument
is that, for example, if you have lowered age of consent for sex to 16,
yes,
then obviously if a person was 17 years and 11 months, he would have known what he was doing. Hmm. When he was doing the rape. Second, tomorrow if the Pakistanis recruit Indian people, misguided people who are 17 years, 11 months and say go and shoot all 20 people, as it happened with Kasab, who claimed to be a juvenile originally but was rejected, then under Indian law they cannot get more than 3 years.
And so you and Aman Hingorani are arguing...
No, we are not different. We are different.
He is
just a petition, not with me. Mine is a petition
but
by itself.
Would you say the essence of your argument
is
the same?
He is coming on behalf of the parents.
No, I'm not. No. For me, age is irrelevant.
Aren't both of you saying that from determine it not by the age but by the crime?
No.
Aren't both of you saying
no,
that?
No, I will
that.
Say that.
No,
that.
What I'm saying, if I may just say, for me, age is irrelevant. Maturity is the yardstick. As far as this law is concerned.
So if there's a 13-year-old, if there's a 13 or a 15-year-old who commits a murder,
yes,
you're saying whether the person is 15 or 25 is irrelevant.
Irrelevant.
And you are saying what, Dr. Swami?
I am saying 18 is the age for juvenile, but for certain crimes, you have to make an exception.
So for heinous crimes, make an exception. Maruk Edenwala, how do you explain to people that somehow a 16-year-old or a 17-year-old who is found guilty, if he is, of rape, should be treated by a maximum of 3 years punishment?
There's this whole misconception that this Juvenile Justice Act mollycoddles the juveniles. Yeah. It is an extremely lenient law.
Yeah.
But what we say is that it is an age-appropriate law. It looks at the circumstances of the juvenile. Mm. And that is the reason the focus is on rehabilitation.
What do you mean by age-appropriate law?
By age-appropriate law, I disagree with what was said here because it is extremely clear that there are two concepts. Mm. One is the minimum age of criminal responsibility and the other is an age of juvenility.
Yeah.
Nobody here is arguing that a 17-year-old or a 16-year-old doesn't know what he's doing.
Then
of course they know what he is doing. What we are arguing is that it is the characteristic of a child, it is a characteristic of an adolescent, it is... He has behavior which is impulsive. Sometimes he behaves misappropriately. He risk-taking. I mean, there are statistics and there are studies to show them. And that is the reason why you have rehabilitation as the process. Because it's just intrinsic in a child.
Is a 17-year-old a child?
An adolescent, yes. And whatever convention you are talking about, please, another thing which was very wrongly said just now is that it does not say that heinous offences should be dealt with differently. The convention is very clear. Please read Article 1. It says 18 is the age, and except if a country has an age of majority which is lower, India's age of majority is 18.
Arama Sundaram, can we disagree, and then I'll come to you, Bharti, can we disagree with the argument? Because we have to also rewind to when we were 16 and 17 and compare the choices that we may make as 40-somethings today to the choices we made at 16 and 17. They were not the same. They were not as mature. That is the argument being made here, that maybe we had some sense of right and wrong, but it was not as well formed as it was in our 20s, as it was in our 30s. So can we just dismiss this argument? But at the same time, I'm struggling with this argument before me, that is a 16-year-old the same as a 40-year-old?
Well, there's absolutely no doubt. A 16-year-old and a 40-year-old are completely different.
Mm.
But let's not forget what is the first principle of criminal jurisprudence.
Mm.
It's known as mens rea. Is there an intent to commit a crime or not? Mm. Now, if there is an intent to commit a crime, then you know what you're doing, and therefore you are punished for it. Whatever your age may be, you could be 50 years old or 40 years old.
Hmm.
And if there is no mens rea, you are not punished for that crime. You see, there are two kinds of crimes. There is one which I would call crimes of aggression.
Hmm.
The other would be crimes of circumstance. Now, crimes of aggression, for example, the crime of rape.
Yeah.
Now, if at that age When you say, we did many things when we were 16 and 17, I can well imagine pinching something from somewhere, you know, taking a book from somewhere.
Stealing a bicycle.
You know, but I don't think any of us have really gone to the extent of committing rapes and murders. Once it's a crime of aggression, you have to view it differently from what are called crimes by circumstance. Because what is pointed out is the Juvenile Justice Act itself was to take into account the circumstance of the child and therefore to safeguard the child from being thrown into the criminal system when it was like stealing a bicycle or a pastry.
Yes.
But certainly when you're talking about circumstance, I don't think any circumstance would create a rapist. Can I just go one step further?
Yeah, please.
You are absolutely right.
Yeah.
Because even in the case of adults,
yeah.
if it is shown that somebody is mentally unstable,
yes.
now whatever crime they have committed,
yes.
they are not punished for it. Why?
Yes.
Because once again the mens rea is not there. So why should the yardstick be different because of a chronological 30 days between 17 years, 11 months, 29 days, you're out, you're clear, whereas you're 30 days over, one day later.
Bharti, would that be acceptable? Would that be acceptable to those who have devoted their lives like yourself to working with children? Because what I'm hearing here is that we are not saying necessarily lower the age from 18 to 16. We're not saying that. We're saying look at the nature and the gravity of the crime.
Before I answer that question, let me put certain facts correct before this audience here and the larger audience that is going to be watching the program. We have only 0.05% of all IPC crimes amount to rapes by juveniles. 0.05%. And 0.04% of all IPC crimes in the country amount to murders by juveniles. Mm. We wish to look at statistics the way we want to. We don't look at it the way we should be looking at it from a sociological perspective.
But how would the percentage make a difference?
Let me complete first. Let me complete.
It's all the more reason.
1,678 juveniles altogether in the entire country of 1.2 billion booked for murder and rape in 2012. Hmm. Having said that, what Aman said some time back, let me also share with you that we recently organized an international conference on juvenile justice, and there were people from the United States, from the State Department of the United States, which very categorically have made presentations and talked about the fact that they've got some 9 million children, juveniles, who are committing crimes. And a lot of it is being attributed to the harsher sentencing policy that they have for the 16 to 18 or whatever waiver system.
So are you actually trying to say that in countries like the United States, A, the percentage of crimes, serious crimes by juveniles is much higher than it is in India, and B, the harsher sentencing is in turn leading to a higher rate of crime? Is that your argument?
Exactly what their research is showing. They are accepting it. They are acknowledging that. And I don't think we can sort of shirk from those researchers.
Okay.
The other thing, certain facts are very, very wrongly put in this forum. Number one, the age of sexual consent today is 18. Mm-hmm. And number two, the United Nations Convention nowhere talks about dealing with certain categories of children separately, as Maruk had said. The General Comment number 10 very clearly talks about a minimum age, but it also talks about a maximum, a higher age, which is 18, and recommends to all countries to go to the higher age, not to anything below the minimum.
Subramanian Swamy, I think what I'm hearing in these statistics is that are we overstating the incidence of serious crime by juveniles?
On the contrary, if it's only such a small number which is doing these heinous crimes, then treat them differently. First of all, let me tell you, the United States Juvenile Board has now been provided with what is called as a waiver. The judge can decide whether he or she can waive examining that person as a juvenile. The head of the board decides, looking at it, that this is a thing where there's a genuine mens rea, as Sudaram said. And therefore, it must be he cannot be excused on the grounds that he is a juvenile.
So, what?
For example, if it's a terrorist.
Yeah.
Now, you have terrorists who are below 18. Now, you can't say that, well, you should give him three years in a home and reform him.
May I just say that to this point, Mr. Sundaram, that Bharti has made, that if the age of voting and the age of consent in this country is legally 18... then there is a law that recognizes everybody below 18 to not be an adult.
Yes.
So is there a contradiction then?
There is no contradiction at all.
Yeah.
It goes back to the first issue. The Juvenile Justice Act is an exception to the law.
Yes.
The law does not make a distinction. It looks into the mind behind the crime. It does not look at the age.
The
Juvenile Justice Act is a special statute to say how people who break the law, who are below a certain age, should be treated. That is all.
Dr. Amit Sen, as somebody who actually deals with the mind, and that is where the debate actually hinges, that is it, how do you measure maturity? Is it by the fact that if someone can commit a serious crime, then that means that you are informed enough to be treated as an adult? Adult crime of a grave nature.
Sure.
In your experience, dealing with that age group of, I think it's mostly 15 to 18, that's where the borderline debate really begins.
Absolutely.
What would you say, Dr.
So there is a reason why people across the world think that 18 is the age where the definition of children changes to adults. Of course, partly it's sociocultural, but there are also numerous neurodevelopmental and biological studies to say that the brain and the body goes through huge amounts of changes. And that actually begins to crystallize even much later. However, it's between 12 to 18 that the vast majority of these changes happen. Mm-hmm. And at that time, things like impulse control or emotional control and mood swings, etc., no doubt increase. Mm-hmm. The second thing, of course, which I find very disturbing, is that if we begin to criminalize, whether there is intent or not, if we begin to criminalize children, then we take away from the big responsibility we as a community or a society have towards looking at the society and the way we deal with children. Why does a person...
I ask you again, is a 17-year-old who's part of a group of men who thrust an iron rod into somebody's insides and pull their intestines out, is that 17-year-old a child?
I don't know. I haven't met the child.
No,
or
I'm
met
asking
the
you a philosophical question. Not a, like I'm saying that is what
children
people will say. We have to be able to address these questions.
But sir, we know that children who are even much younger, who are 8 or 10, there are instances when they might pick up a hammer and beat the other child to death because they had revengeful feelings.
Okay.
That doesn't make him an adult, doesn't it? Because they are coming from a different mindset altogether.
Huh.
So if we are looking at children as criminals, then we take away from this responsibility we have towards how do we treat our children? What about the 18 million street children? What about the children who are now in the Muzaffarnagar relief camps, who are facing day in and day out huge amounts of extremities? Are we going to hold them responsible of what they
do? So are you saying,
are you saying that
for every child under 18 who's a criminal, it's a failure of society and state and therefore we're all
to
culpable?
To a large extent. I think if we criminalize
One correction to what you said. You said about this 18 being for the voting age as well as consent, etc. Now, when it comes to child labor, you know what the age is? 14.
Yeah.
So there are so many laws where there are different age cut off.
I must also say that under some personal laws, courts are actually upholding child marriages, and this is happening in all personal laws. This is a contradiction. The National Commission for Women has actually gone to the court and said, please have a standard universal definition of a child.
Absolutely.
So one must also underline that. I just want to get Vikram Singh in and then I'll come to you. Vikram Singh, the police officer, what has been your experience?
Barka, let me tell you that let us not go by way of exceptions. In fact, let us not be oblivious to the ground reality. 1.2% of all the accused are juvenile accused. Tell you
but
the statistic
is arguing that's not a significant number.
That is a very significant count, and they account for, let me tell you, that the year 2012 has almost 30,000 juvenile accused. And let me also tell you that from the year 2001, there has been a fivefold increase in the number of juvenile rapes. To the year 2010, we have almost about 800 juveniles, and the 2000, there has almost been doubled. What happened in 10 years has now happened in 1 year. So you can see the enormity of the problem. Was Mr. Sundaram has said that criminal jurisprudence says only mens rea. If an adult in under intoxication or insanity commits a crime, he is absolved of the crime. Likewise, America, an advanced country, you had a boy in Florida 13 years.
He's absolved of intent, not of the crime. Not entirely of the crime, I would imagine. I mean, there is culpable homicide.
If there is no mens rea,
if
you did not intend to commit a crime, you cannot be punished for what you did not intend to do. For example, if you intended just to slap somebody and didn't realize that they had some kind of internal problem by which that slap killed them, you are not guilty of murder. You're guilty of
assault. But Dr. Sen is arguing that the intent of the child is is different from the intent of the adult, the responsibility you can apportion to the child cannot be the
Barkhan,
same.
Barkhan, sorry, this might sound very crude, but what is the intent of rape?
What
is the difference in an intent of rape by a child or an adult? I would take it in both cases, the intent is one and the same.
Especially if he's capable. That the intent
if he's capable.
Is not same. Perhaps the intent is. The question is that why is a child who is 14, 15, 16 or even 17 is making that intent? Do we have any accountability of the rest of the community?
Mrinal Satish, as a lawyer who was also working on the Justice Verma panel, that actually concluded in the aftermath of this Delhi gang rape that the age should not be lowered from 18 to 16. What everybody here is saying is don't lower the age. Keep it at 18, but when there is a very, very grave crime like the Delhi gang rape, make an exception.
And I'll take what Dr. Swami said, the age of consent was raised from 16 to 18. It was 16 originally, if you remember.
Yes.
Now, anybody who has sexual intercourse with any girl under the age of 18, both under the IPC and the Protection of Children from Sexual Offences Act, has committed the offence of rape. Justice Verma committee said, do not increase the age from 16 to 18. The government did for whatever reason.
You had said keep the age of consent at 16.
Yeah. Why was that said? Because if you look at studies done across the country, you see there's a lot of sexual activity in that age group of 16 to 18.
Yeah.
Courts earlier had taken that into consideration and were giving leniency in sentencing. They were saying, okay, this is a consensual case and let's reduce the sentence. So now you have a situation.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about rape, assume there's a case where a 17-year-old boy has consensual sexual intercourse.
It's being called rape.
With a girl who's less than 15 and a half. The minimum sentence under the IPC without discretion to a judge to reduce is 10 years. So when you give statistics saying there are rapes of this many amount, we know through statistics again that 90 to 95% of rape cases are acquaintance rapes. And within them comes statutory rape.
I'm sorry.
So if you take that argument, then
you're... Do you want to come in there?
Yes, I do. So I'll tell you why. Yeah. I prefaced everything by saying crimes of aggression. You see, the point is if it's an act of aggression... Now, where you would make an exception, nobody is saying do away with the Juvenile Justice Act.
So
what
we're
saying is, when it's a heinous crime, that is an act of aggression. Now, consensual sex, even if you're under 18, a 17-year-old boy with a 16-year-old girl,
in the eyes of the law, he's a rapist. In the eyes of the law, he's
not an act of aggression. Look, Barkha, let's get this right. Yeah. In the eyes of the law, theft is an offense. In the eyes of the law, kidnapping is an offense. In the eyes of the law, unlawful assembly is an offense.
Yeah.
But the point we are trying to make is, you bring in the exception of the Juvenile Justice Act only if it is not a crime of aggression.
Let's say we really are talking about the gang rape we saw in Delhi. We really are talking about what happened in Mumbai. We really are talking about that level of crime.
Right. So let's, everybody's given the example of the US. US has not ratified the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. So what has the US Supreme Court been doing over the last few years? They had death penalty for juveniles. They got rid of that. Then they had life without parole for juveniles who commit homicide. They said, no, that's unconstitutional. They also removed life without parole for non-homicide offenses. And if you look at what they're saying, the reasons what the U.S. Supreme Court is giving as to why they think this entire, even the question of waiver is a problem. And the problem is, when do you make the determination of waiver? I'm going to take a procedural point.
Yeah.
When do you make that determination of waiver? Do you make the determination of waiver at the charging stage, in which case you have not seen anything that's happened yet?
No, the court makes it.
But the Juvenile Justice Act, as well as UN Convention on Rights of the Child, talk about reformation. Reformation does not mean mollycoddling or putting someone in a home or anything of that sort. Reformation actually means that you ensure that that person does not reoffend.
Okay, can we just park this for a moment? Because we have on this program two different perspectives, human perspectives. One are parents who lost their 15-year-old child, and it was a juvenile murder. And the other, on the other side, we also have the story of Saddam, who actually went through the reformative process that you're talking about, and today has a new life. I have here Pradeep and Babita, and as I said, their 15-year-old child was murdered. Pradeep ji, aap Chandigarh se aa jaye hain. Aapke bete Shubham 15 साल के थे जब उनके क्लासमेट्स उनके स्कूल में जो उनके साथ लोग पढ़ते थे उन्होंने उनको मारा जिन्होंने मर्डर किया उनकी क्या उम्र थी
जी उनकी उम्र 15 या 16 साल किसी की 17 चार लड़के थे वो किसी की 15 किसी की 16
तो चार स्कूल में उनके साथ जो पढ़ते थे और उनकी कोई बहन थी वो इलोप हो गई आपके किसी रिश्तेदार के साथ इसलिए उनको नाराजगी थी
जी इसलिए नाराजगी थी और वो मेरे पास वो लड़का रहता था जिसके साथ वो लड़की गई उससे शादी की वो आके वहां पे रहे उन्होंने उनको बुलाया बच्चा भी हुआ उनका लेकिन सजा मुझे दे दी गई
तो एलोपमेंट के इशू पर
इनके कोई रिश्तेदार थे जो आपकी लड़की के साथ शुभम के साथ स्कूल में पढ़ते थे
जी।
किस तरह से मारा गया उनको?
जी उसको तलवार से मारा गया, उसके अंदर 26 इंजरी थी और मरने के बाद उसकी आंखें तक निकाल ली गई थी। जिस टाइम हमें उसकी बॉडी मिली, उसकी बॉडी के ऊपर सिर्फ कीड़े ही कीड़े थे, उसको हाथ भी हम लोग नहीं लगा सके। इस हालात में हम लोगों ने उनको उठाया।
आपको रेलवे ट्रैक के पास पड़ी हुई उनकी बॉडी
जी, रेलवे ट्रैक के पास उनकी बॉडी मिली
26 इंजरीज के साथ।
और मैम अभी 3 साल से मैं केस लड़ रहा हूँ, 15 साल का बेटा खोया है, 3 साल से केस लड़ रहा हूँ, 18 साल मेरे 18 साल में एक रिक्शा चालक से स्टार्ट हुआ था, आज मैं टैक्सी ड्राइवर हूँ। अपना बच्चा मैंने पाल पोस के एक अच्छा नागरिक देना चाहा देश को, ये मैंने गलती की। मैं उसको बदमाश बनाता तो ज्यादा बेटर होता शायद, वो मरता नहीं, वो उनको मारता। तो आगे मेरा एक छोटा बेटा है 1.5 साल का, क्या मैं उसको बदमाश बनाऊं? अगर इस लॉ में चेंज नहीं होता तो मैं उसको बदमाश बनाऊंगा, या इस लॉ में चेंज किया जाए। क्या इनकी 3 साल, मेरे को 3 साल केस लड़ते हो गए, 15 साल मेहनत रिक्शा चला के, ऑटो चला के, टैक्सी ड्राइवर तक मेहनत करके मैं यहां तक पहुंचा हूं, और अब 3 साल केस, शायद 3 साल और मुझे केस लड़ते लग जाएंगे, और इसके बाद शायद मुझे न्याय मिलेगा, क्या मिलेगा? 3 साल इनको सजा हुई, और 3 साल के बाद फिर वो छाती टोक के मेरे बराबर खड़े हो जाएंगे, शायद मुझे मारे। हमारे यहाँ मौली जागरा में 5-6 ऐसे केस हुए, एक फ्रूट वाला मार दिया नाबालिग बच्चों ने, एक रिक्शा वाला मार दिया सेक्टर 25 चंडीगढ़ में, 3 नाबालिग बच्चों ने, क्या उनके तो बच्चे रल गए, वो क्या करेंगे?
ये जिन्होंने शुभम के साथ ये किया वो कहाँ है
जी? वो बाहर है, वो आम घूमते हैं,
वो बाहर
जी, सारे आम हमारे घर के सामने घूमते हैं, हमारे सामने सामने घूमते हैं, हम कुछ भी नहीं कर सकते, उनके देख देख के हमारा जी जलता रहता है।
बस अपने आप को फूंकने के सिवाय हम कुछ नहीं कर सकते, क्योंकि हम तो थप्पड़ भी नहीं मार सकते, हम क्रिमिनल तो है नहीं, उनकी बुद्धि ही क्रिमिनल है। हमें तो अगर वो खुला अगर कानून भी कह दे कि इनको मारो तो हम नहीं, हमारे से नहीं होगा।
अच्छा, यहाँ जो लोग कहते हैं कि भाई जब बच्चे कोई क्राइम करते हैं तो उनको अलग कानून से ट्रीट किया करना चाहिए, आप दोनों इसके बारे में, पहले मैं माता जी से पूछती हूँ, आप क्या कहें?
जैसे मेरा बच्चा 15 साल का था, वो भी 15-16 साल के बच्चे थे, उन्होंने उसका मर्डर किया है, तो उनके लिए भी सजा होनी चाहिए कि नहीं होनी चाहिए? 3 साल में छूट के बाहर आ जाएंगे, क्या फायदा है ऐसे लॉ का, ऐसे उसका कोई फायदा नहीं है।
और कोर्ट कचहरी की फीस कैसे देते
हैं? कोर्ट कचहरी की फीस वही, मैम मेहनत करते हैं, अपने खाने में से पैसा बचाते हैं, पूरा खाना नहीं खाते, उस पैसे को बचा के वकील को फीस देते हैं, तब जाके शायद न्याय की उम्मीद है, शायद कुछ बनेगा, शायद कुछ बनेगा, और शायद बना भी
हमें
तो क्या?
उम्मीद नहीं है,
कोई उम्मीद
हमें उम्मीद नहीं है कि हमें न्याय मिलेगा, क्यों 3 साल बाद उन्होंने हो भी गया तो क्या करेंगे? ज्यादा से ज्यादा उनको 3 साल की सजा दे देंगे, ठीक है कि नहीं? 3 साल के बाद वो फिर छूट के सामने खड़े हो जाएंगे, कल को फिर कोई दूसरा मर्डर करेंगे, तो उनको तो एक बढ़ावा मिल रहा है 3 साल, भाई हमें क्या होगा? ज्यादा से ज्यादा 3 साल की सजा मिलेगी।
उन्हीं लड़कों में से एक लड़का है जो जमानत पे बाहर है, उसने शोरूम लूटा है, शोरूम
उन्हीं में से
एक लड़का है, उसने शोरूम लूटा है एक लड़के को, और
जमानत पे आने के बावजूद,
जमानत पे आने के बाद ये कहा, ये जब 26 ये मारते हैं, 26 चाकू या तलवार मारते हैं, उस टाइम ये जुवेनाइल नहीं होते, जब उस टाइम ये बच्चे नहीं होते, बच्चा वो होता है जो एक बार मार के डर के भाग जाए, उसको आप बच्चा कह सकते हैं, ये बच्चा नहीं है जो 26 बार 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 किसी को तलवार,
छुरी
और तलवार
आई,
पता नहीं उन्होंने खरीदी।
साजिश रची मैम, 3 दिन बाद मुझे लाश मिली है मेरे बेटे की, 3 दिन मायने रखती, जिन्होंने साजिश करके 3 दिन उसको वहां पे जंगल में छोड़ रखा, वो बच्चे आप बच्चे मान सकते हैं उनको? मेरे को गुमराह करते रहे, हमने उसको वहां देखा है, हमने मनसा देवी पे देखा है, हमने यहाँ देखा है, मेरे बच्चे की फोटो मेरे से लेके जाते रहे और मेरे को ही गुमराह करते रहे।
अब बॉडी भी म्यूटिलेटेड मिली,
बिल्कुल खत्म।
I would like to, of course, we are all empathizing with them. I can see what the response is from the audience, and it's heartbreaking to hear this. Yet my question to all of you is that how many of these people are we going to hang? How many of these people are we going to incarcerate and put behind bars? Because this is going to increase if we
but
do not address
the
issue.
But this is not even hanging. They're saying this is at maximum this will be 3 years.
But exactly. So we have to have a system where we do not just look at it from a criminal point of view, but look at the huge number of young kids who are beginning to get into such kind of extreme and ruthless behavior. What about their empathy? What about the compassion? Is there any other system that can address it other than the law? And that's what I'm trying to point at. I mean, are there ways of... So the Juvenile Justice Act actually focuses and says very clearly it's about reform and rehabilitation.
How do we explain this to parents, Aman, who have found their 15-year-old child's body mutilated, the 26 injury marks?
Let us assume that you are reforming a person for you can keep him there for 3 years. You spend 3 years trying to reform him. You know at that end of the 3 years, this person is not reformed.
I believe
he will go out. He will go out and commit another rape, another murder. Can the Juvenile Justice Act say keep him more than 3 years?
And if he's
after
not reformed,
3 years,
what
you
happens?
Know that this person is going to commit another
can
rape outside.
Pradeep ji, yahan bola ja raha hai ki ho sakta hai 3 saal baad bachche sudhar jaye.
छूटने के एक साल बाद दूसरा कांड कर दिया है.
That's the point I'm coming to.
दूसरा अभी इन्होंने शोरूम लूट लिया.
Now if I may just
point. मोहाल शोरूम.
पर आप अगर कोई आपको कहे भाई 3 साल बाद इनको सुधारो, आप तैयार होंगे वो जजमेंट के?
जी नहीं.
अच्छा, सेकंड पॉइंट आई वुड मेक आउट
द इंपॉर्टेंट लीगल पॉइंट इन व्हाट दे आर सेइंग.
व्हाट इज द लीगल पॉइंट, सुब्रमण्यम?
देयर इज समथिंग कॉल्ड राइट्स ऑफ द विक्टिम्स अंडर आर्टिकल 21. You know, you are just talking as if the others whom they have murdered or raped are people who didn't have any rights.
No, I'm not saying that at all. So I'm
therefore,
saying that it is impossible for me
when
to tell
they
these
are, when they
parents,
are getting emotional,
yes.
They are in fact exercising their rights which is in the constitution.
Absolutely.
And therefore, we have to have modification.
Farooq and then Bharti and then I'll come to you, Vikram sir.
I just wanted to talk about the issue of victims' rights. We all are fighting with regards to victims' rights. We all feel policing should be improved. We all feel the judicial system should be improved to ensure that the person who has committed an offence, it is recognised, that is an acknowledgement that we all are very concerned with regards to the offence which has happened. And even within the juvenile justice system, there are two parts. One is adjudicating whether the juvenile has committed the offence or not. And there I believe the victim does have a right to ensure there is proper policing, to ensure there is proper investigation, proper. But the other question is sentencing. And I strongly believe with regards to sentencing, it has to be a legal concept. You have to look at reformation. You have to look at the juvenile.
What do you say to these parents,
Bharti? I want to respond.
Yes.
What do you say, respond? Bharti? Jo aapke saath hua hai, wo bahut galat hua hai. Yahan koi bhi nahi keh sakta baith karke ki wo theek hua. आज एक मेरे पास केस ऐसा है जहां पर टेक्निकली कोई ऐसा एविडेंस नहीं है कि प्रूव कर सको कि उस बच्चे ने रेप किया है, लेकिन जब उसकी काउंसलिंग करते हैं तो वो बच्चा कहता है कि मैंने ये किया है. तो क्या हम वो सिस्टम खत्म कर देना चाहते हैं जहां पर वो कम से कम काउंसलिंग के जरिए तो आगे आकर कह रहा है कि मैंने किया है और उस काउंसलिंग के माध्यम से उस पर और काम किया जा सकता है? वो सिस्टम हम खत्म करना चाहेंगे? टेक्निकली तो वो छूट जाएगा.
दिस इज टोटली रॉन्ग बिकॉज लाइक आई सेड पनिशमेंट इंक्लूड्स रिफॉर्मेशन ऑल्सो. द नॉर्मल लॉ,
नॉर्मल सर्कमस्टेंसेस, यू व्हेन यू सेंट टू जेल, यू नॉट काउंसल्ड बाय यू नो अ बॉडी ऑफ पीपल. देयर आर नो इंडिविजुअल केयर प्लान.
विक्रम सिंह एंड देन आई लास्ट
पनिशमेंट. आई हैव हैड एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ 35 इयर्स हैंडलिंग दिस. वी आर एड्रेसिंग फिलोसॉफिकल क्वेश्चंस टू ब्लडबाथ एंड गोरी क्राइम. लेट मी टेल यू दैट देयर आर we are only talking of
it's exceptions. Not a philosophical question, it's a real question.
Ma'am, let me tell you, that we have already have that all reformation has to be tempered with legal deterrence, and if we do not do it, we are doing a disservice to society.
No, if I want to say convention rights of child is not only regarding juvenile offenders. Now take a situation, a 17 year old rapist is most likely to rape a girl who is younger to him. She's a child also. So rights of convention, the child would also include the child victims.
In this case, Pradeep's son
was a minor.
Was a minor also.
So what about his rights?
Yes, absolutely. No, there's no question about, I mean, the kind of disgust or the kind of repulsion you feel when you see a crime like this is unquestionable. There's no question about that. But we have, my main objective about bringing this other aspect to it is that if we are not able to look at how we can address the huge number, perhaps in tens of thousands or even millions,
then there won't
of kids
be an effective deterrent. Is what you're saying?
And if I can just just add another one thing, perhaps reformative process of these 3 years could be looked at. It could be in
longer. Could it be longer?
Maybe it could be longer.
And
maybe
that's my point. Doesn't something need to change? Is 3 years enough?
Absolutely.
Now I want to hear from another perspective. I have here sitting next to me somebody who actually was a juvenile, was implicated in a murder case, and is today a cook in a reform home. Saddam, aapki ab kya umar?
Meri is time umar 20 saal ki hai.
और जब आपको मर्डर के लिए पकड़ा गया था आपकी उम्र क्या थी?
उस टाइम मेरी एज 13 साल की थी।
13 साल की
जी।
आप इस मर्डर के केस में कैसे फंसे?
दशहरे का टाइम था, हम तीन लड़के थे और उस टाइम हमने नशा बहुत कर रखा था।
तो किस चीज का नशा?
नशा इंजेक्शन लगा रखे थे और टेबलेट खा रखी थी, बियर पी रखी थी और चाकू लगा रहा था लंबा सा पीछे। तो हम तीन लड़के आ रहे थे दशहरा देख के, तो हम होश नहीं था हमें, हम कहाँ चल रहे कहाँ नहीं। तो अस्पताल के पास एक ड्यूटी पे सा आ रहा था एक लड़का, आदमी था ही था वो, और उसको हमें पता नहीं था इसकी जेब में पैसे हैं क्या है। तो उससे हमारी टक्कर हो गई थी, टक्कर हो गई तो उसने मार दिया हमें, हम चल दिए। फिर उसने बोला यार पैसों से नहीं है तो इसी को ही पकड़ लेते, तो हमने उसको जाके पकड़ लिया। तो उसने हाथ पैर चलाने लगा, मैंने चाकू निकाला उसके छाती में मारा, फिर वो छटपटाने लगा। फिर मैंने कहा इसको जिंदा छोड़ देंगे तो ये जाके पकड़वा देगा हमें। फिर उसको हमने जान से ही खत्म करके उसको फेंक दिया पार्क में, उसके पैसे छीन लिए, मोबाइल छीन लिया और छीन के हम भाग गए।
क्या उम्र थी आपकी
तो? उस टाइम मेरी 13 साल की थी।
और आपके दोस्तों की?
मेरे दोस्तों की, उसकी एक की 15 साल की थी और एक 16 साल का था। और फिर उसके बाद हम दूसरे दिन पकड़े गए थे, वो भी मेरा दोस्त थाने में गया था चाय देने, उसकी जैकेट पे खून वून लगे हुए थे तो उसको पकड़ा गया था। उसका नाम मोबिन था, तो उसने नाम तो बहुत देर तक कबूला नहीं। फिर मैं भी वही टहलता था थाने के सामने, तो जब सब में मोहल्ले में उड़ गए ना, उसने मर्डर कर दिया, तो मेरे घर वाले मुझसे कह रहे थे तू भी था एक साथ में, तू रात को इतनी लेट आया, तेरे कपड़ों पे खून लगा हुआ है, तू भाग जा यहाँ से हम संभाल लेंगे। मैंने कहा जब मैंने करा नहीं है, नाम लेगा नहीं वो नहीं लेगा। तो उन्होंने नाम ले दिया था मेरा। जब मुझे पुलिस वाले ले गए थे पकड़ के, मारा पीटा बहुत, तो मुझसे पूछा, मैंने नहीं कबूला था, मैंने नहीं करा। तो फिर मैंने एंड में जाके कहा मैंने ही करा था मर्डर और इसलिए करा था। फिर हमें, फिर एक लड़के को भी उठाया, उसको उठा के हम तीसरे दिन फिर हमें जेल में भेज दिया था, कोर्ट में पेश करा, फिर हमें जेल में भेजा। साढ़े तीन महीने में जेल में रहा था। फिर उसके बाद बेल हो गई थी, बेल होने के बाद फिर मैं वापसी मोहल्ले में गया, फिर वही क्राइम करता था, उल्टे सीधे काम।
आप फिर वही करते? हाँ, थे।
फिर वही करता।
और आप खुद ही ये मान रहे हैं?
हाँ, मैं खुद ही मानता हूँ, मैं फिर वही करता था, क्योंकि उस टाइम पे मेरे को कोई समझ नहीं थी। जैसा मुझे कोई, मेरे साथ बड़े भी थे, मेरे ग्रुप में बड़े लड़के भी थे, मैं स्लेचिंग करता था, उन्हें देता था और वो मुझे नशा ला के देते थे, ड्रग्स का क्या इसमें, मैं उनके साथ रहता था, मुझे कुछ नहीं मालूम। मैं ये सोचता था ये गलत है क्या सही है, मैं नशे के अंदर था।
आप सोचते ही नहीं?
नहीं, कुछ नहीं सोचता था, वो मुझे कहता था मैं कर देता था। अब जैसे कोई मेरे साथ बड़ा इंसान उन्होंने कह दिया ये कर ले, मैं कर लिया, कुछ नहीं।
फिर
उसके बाद 2011 में मैंने वो एक पुलिस वाले का मोबाइल छीन लिया था। उस टाइम मेरे घर वालों ने मुझे खुद पकड़वाया, बुला के मुझे खुद पकड़वाया, उस पुलिस वाले को मोबाइल दिया। फिर उसके बाद मुझे कोर्ट में पेश करा शाम को, तो बहुत नशे में था, मेरा मर्डर का केस भी चल रहा था, फिर वो केस भी लग गया। फिर मजिस्ट्रेट ने मुझसे पूछा गया आप क्या नशा लेते हो, मैंने ये, उन्होंने कहा आपके ऊपर पहले भी कैसे और आपने फिर कराई है, मैंने मैम गलती हो गई। वो कही तुम ऐसी गलती मानते आओगे और ऐसी सजा करते जाओगे, मैंने कि नहीं मैम एक मौका दे दो। फिर उन्होंने मुझसे कहा आप सुधरना चाहते हो, मैंने जी मैम बिल्कुल सुधरना चाहता हूँ, मैं बहुत तंग आ गया हूँ ऐसी जिंदगी से। फिर मेरे को उन्होंने वापसी भेजा, फिर मेरे को SP मैम भेजा गया वहाँ पे नशे डेंगे वो नशा मुक्ति है। फिर वहाँ पे मैं रहा, मेरी काउंसलिंग,
मतलब डी एडिक्शन
से जी, मेरी काउंसलिंग हुई, क्लासे हुई, मुझे जाके पता, जब क्लास में बैठता था जब मुझे पता चलता था मैंने ये सब गलत करा है, और ये गलत करके मेरे को कुछ नहीं, मेरा ही गया था और कुछ किसी का नहीं गया। आज मैं समाज में जुड़ गया हूँ क्योंकि मुझे 3 साल हो गए, कोई गलत काम नहीं करता ना कुछ करता, मेहनत की कमाता हूँ। आज मेरे घर वाले भी बहुत खुश हैं, मेरी माँ खुश है, क्योंकि मैं चोरियां करता था, मोबाइल छीनता था, वो कहीं भी नहीं जा सकती थी, गली में से गुजरती थी सब टोकते थे उन्हें।
यहाँ लोग कहेंगे कि भाई आपको बहुत, आपने मर्डर में आप शामिल थे तो आपको ज्यादा देर तक अंदर जाना चाहिए था, तो आप क्या बोलेंगे उनको, कैसे लोगों को कन्विंस करेंगे कि आप सुधर गए?
मैं ज्यादा टाइम तक 3 महीने तक रहा था, फिर उसके बाद भी गिरा, मगर मैंने जो मुझे काउंसलिंग में बताया गया था कब तक मैं करता रहूंगा ये चीजें, क्योंकि जुवेनाइल में उस टाइम मेरी एज में मैं कोई समझ नहीं था, बस मैं तो अपने आप को लगता था हाँ मैं हूँ, मैं बदमाश हूँ, मैं बन गया, मगर नहीं।
अब आपको लगता है कि आपकी नई जिंदगी, आप दोबारा ये नहीं करेंगे?
नहीं, बिल्कुल नहीं।
ओके, सो टू वेरी 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 डिफरेंट पर्सपेक्टिव्स,
बट इट कम्स विद इन व्हाट सुंदरम सेड।
यस, गो अहेड, लेट्स, एंड आई वांट टू स्टार्ट टेकिंग ऑडियंस क्वेश्चंस।
प्रिसाइसली ही सेड
Mens rea means you knew what he was doing. He was under
Even in punishment, the courts do take into account the circumstances of a crime.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's not forget that.
Okay.
The courts do take it into account. Nobody is saying, please treat everybody the same. Somebody commits a murder. No.
What is the change you would like to see?
It's mens rea. Please go by the law of mens rea. Go into the intent. Take an aggressive, a crime of aggression is separately treated. Please apply the Juvenile Justice Act to crimes which are not of aggression, which are of circumstance.
Okay, I'm going to start taking questions and then I'll come to all of you. Your question.
Yeah, like Subramaniam sir mentioned about the Child Labour Act thing. I have a question. If you consider a kid above the age of 14, who can earn a living for his family, why not punish him for a crime that he commits?
Rinal Satish, do you want to take that? That if 14 is old enough to earn, if 15 is old enough to marry under some personal laws that courts are upholding, why is 16 or 17 not old enough to be punished proportionately?
Look, one thing that we need to keep in mind while making laws is that we make laws for a considerable number of years and not for in reaction to particular cases, and that we should be first careful of. Now, when we look at, I think lots of theories of punishment have been spoken about. When we talk about something like deterrence assumes that there's a cost-benefit analysis, that the person is thinking of what he or she is doing before acting.
Okay.
The doctor is here is saying that, look, and coming back to point of that 7 years, 12 years, that was done in 1860. Other countries have also slowly moved from that. We need to keep that in
mind. But you have the yardstick of maturity.
Not England, Sir Subramanian Swami.
Yeah, England, you can go to gallows at 14.
Under the existing law, Dr. Swami, what is the maneuverability that exists already open to a judge?
No maneuverability.
None at all.
None
and
at
that's
all.
The reason.
And that's what you allow.
Because it's bad juvenile justice.
Because it's currently.
Nothing. It's an exception.
So are you
it's
all
a blanket protection.
Are you all saying
umbrella.
The law has to change?
Yes.
I am not arguing
that.
I am not saying the law must change.
Okay.
I am saying please apply the correct law. What is today drafted is a shoddy, bad draftsmanship.
What he's saying is the badly drafted law should be changed into a well-drafted law.
Yeah. Okay.
It's incorrect to say that the Juvenile Justice Act makes a blanket protection for every child that comes into
the system. So let me ask you the same question. Do you believe and certain crimes could be treated differently under the existing law?
Under the existing law, and there is already
I'm asking
a provision.
Question,
so you don't need
no
to
provision.
Change.
What is the provision?
Yes, the provision.
Name the section.
What
the section is section 15 and section
16.
No, what?
No.
Can a person under the age of 18 be punished in any other manner than what the Juvenile Justice Act says?
Maruk, do you want to take
that?
Maruk, do you
want to take
that?
It cannot.
I agree with what Bharti is saying. There is a special provision in the law
which
allows to children between 16 to 18 to be dealt with differently. To be dealt with differently.
But even there, it's the same three-year rule. It's a maximum 3 years.
But they can be kept separately, not punished separately as far as I understand.
No, why do you keep, ma'am, why do you keep him separately? You keep him separately because you believe he has special needs, you want to put in that much extra energy, you want to put in that much extra effort so that the entire rehabilitative process is success. Now, I'm just one more thing. Saddam's case, which was told, what very clearly came to light was that he, as a juvenile, as a 13-year-old, was influenceable.
Yeah.
He was impressionable.
Yes. Yes.
And that is the reason for the juvenile justice system, that if you put them under positive inputs, if you get them under positive inputs, then there could be reformation.
Let's just take a question here.
As Bharti ma'am pointed out, that there's only a minimal percentage of juveniles who commit crimes. But look at the percentage increase in the number of crimes by juveniles. There has been 143% increase in sexual offences by the juveniles and 80% murder. So what is your point on that?
Dr. Sen, do you want to take that? The fact that there's now rapid increase.
I would like to also share some of my experiences of working with street children, which I've been doing for the last 11 years. And we have had numerous, probably in hundreds, kids who have actually committed all sorts of crimes and then have come into a rehabilitative fold in an organization called Salaam Balak Trust. And a large majority of them are doing exceptionally well. The big question that we have to ask here is that what is a better deterrent of bad antisocial behavior. Is it fear, or is it something deeper within where you begin to see the good side
of life? But wouldn't that apply, Dr. Sen?
May I
put a contrary question to you? Wouldn't that apply to any crime?
That's my point is that if it is indeed a juvenile, then perhaps we should look at a kind of a flexible model where maybe the 3 years could be looked at. Maybe
so you'll be willing to extend the 3 years.
I am for a flexible model.
You are for a flexible model. Yeah?
And in the crime is heinous and he knew what he was doing, as he says, mens rea, then he should be treated as
so
an adult.
Should there be a flexible model? Before I get last comments, and that a question here? Yes.
Don't you all think that it's not about how the child and what it's his or her age is? It's about the society and its basis. Because varna to yahi baat ho jayegi ki first you make criminals and then you punish them.
Aravasundaram, take that. Absolutely. The point that Dr. Sen also made, that we are all culpable.
Why if we are culpable, our culpability goes to any criminal, whatever their age is. Why are we making a difference in ages? You can't defeat an argument through that.
Because
all you're saying is society makes the criminal. In which case, a person who's 25 and has committed the crime, 18 years and one day who's committed the crime, has equally done so.
That's right.
But why are we making an artificial divide?
The thing is that we have a much better chance and opportunity during this biological phase when a lot of changes are taking place for a reformation to happen. When you become 20, 25, your personality and other aspects of your person crystallize.
What about 19
years in one day?
So we have to have some cutoff.
That's why mens rea, not the person who intended to commit a heinous
crime.
That is the point.
Yeah, my question is, the maximum punishment that can be given to a juvenile right now is 3 years. What guarantee is there that that person, the criminal, will be reformed?
A 16 to 18-year-old after 3 years will anyways go into the adult system if he repeats a crime.
Okay.
So you are not giving that scope anyways after the age
but
of 18.
Perhaps what we could look at is an extended model where you don't allow the person to get out and commit that crime in the first place.
Because one thing, Bharti.
I run shelters for girls in crisis. So basically we deal with victims and they're all under 18. But I think a lot of concern stems from the low or no confidence in the reformation or rehabilitation program.
Last comment, Bharti.
No, you can't talk about guarantees. There isn't anything that guarantees anything. But the fact is that we haven't really brought out these live examples of how we have been able to bring a change in people's life. And the fact is that in the juvenile justice law, there is scope for review. There is an individual care plan to be developed for every child, which is to be reviewed even after release.
What's your question?
We have a law for the adults, but is it stopping the rape cases in our country? They are increasing day by day.
One very simple way of getting around what everybody's concern is, minute a person below 18 years is brought before the court, let the court apply its judicial mind, taking the help of psychiatrists, etc., to see the maturity level. If the court feels that his person was mature, he knew the nature of his action, the consequence
exactly
of action, send him to the ordinary criminal court.
But
child,
you would that be acceptable?
That
the court
totally
decides?
Acceptable, and this is exactly what the society needs today. Saddam is an exception, and I compliment him for that. But the bishop's candlesticks and La Miserables do not actually happen in real life.
Dr. Sen.
I believe that Saddam is not an exception. There are many such people that I have worked with. And what we are, it seems, concluding is that we have to look at the rehabilitative process and the whole thing about how to take.
But would you at least accept a more flexible model?
Yes.
All right, Maruk.
I think the focus, ultimately today, what we have to see is how is the existing law being operationalized?
Yeah.
Who are the human resources who are working with the children? I mean, identify the issues which are arising, deal with them, and I'm sure the existing model, as I said, there are many positive, and if we really put our energies in it, I feel there's no need to change the law.
So all through this one, now we've spoken about exceptions. We're willing to make an exception for him. We're willing to make an exception for them. The law cannot sit and make exceptions in every case. We've seen how judicial.
I'm sorry, the law of mens rea does exactly that.
There's no mens rea requirement in rape. Mens rea does not require intention.
Mens rea?
Rape does not require intention. If you talk about mens rea.
I beg your pardon? How do you rape somebody without intending it?
The law.
I'm sorry, I don't think it's biologically possible.
Legally. Biologically, it might be different. Legally, it's not. So if you take that, if you say that we want to make exceptions looking at each case, that's a problem. The law needs to be clear and we need to have a clear law on that issue.
But I think we haven't even implemented the law the way it is and we're asking for a change. Let us first implement the way it is, and let us understand that even in the Juvenile Justice Board there is a process at the end of which if a person is found guilty, then it is stated found guilty.
So
I have in before the courts only one prayer.
Yeah.
the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, read with Beijing Rules number 4, clearly says that the mental, intellectual and physical maturity has to be taken into account. I am saying that we keep 18, but we make, as you are talking about flexibility,
yeah,
we allow for the judges to determine whether yes, they based should on give the a crime. Waiver and say, no, I don't want to take this case.
I do believe that.
We have to end.
I do believe in all these matters. What should be taken is first to take the nature of the crime. If it's a crime of aggression, then it's treated differently. If it's not a crime of aggression, then act with the Juvenile Justice Act
right.
as it stands. But if it's a crime of aggression, then have a panel which will first determine the maturity, the ability, everything else of the child.
The matter is now before the highest court. The court will have its say. We'll have to leave it there. It's an issue that divides, very complex. It can't all be covered in 60 minutes of television time. But we've made a beginning by talking about these issues. We'll find the answer from the Supreme Court. Thank you very much.
They can all implead in the Supreme Court.